Ursula K. Le Guin. And all of these unique and important programs are made possible by KBOO members' support. And if you'd like to become a member, there's no better time than right now. 877-500-5266 is the phone number to call. 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by The Roxy, located in downtown Portland at 1121 Southwest Stark Street. Old school full service diner. Lunch provided by Horse Brass Pub, located at 4534 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. Open from 11 to 2 a.m., serving British and pub grub. Dinner provided by Cassidy's Restaurant and Bar, located in downtown Portland at 1331 Southwest Washington Street, serving new American cuisine with a full bar. Open daily from 2 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Here and There, audio postcards from Earth on Tuesday, October 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. at OMSI in Portland.
Here and There, audio postcards from Earth is an all-ages and ability-inclusive event featuring nature sounds and field recordings in immersive surround sound from scientists and artists local and abroad from some of the world's most remote locations.
Listen to these places while sitting under the shifting stars from that time and place in nature's memory. Again, that's Here and There, audio postcards from Earth on Tuesday, October 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. at OMSI, 1945 Southeast Water Avenue, Portland.
More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Well, some breaking news. There is a GoFundMe account, apparently, for Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, and part of the text that was put up on it says that she and her family have had to leave their residence and arrange for private security. It says, "Let's create a fund to cover her security expenses, to do just a bit to make it easier for women in her position to come forward despite great risks." And apparently, as of this morning, it got 20,000 shares and raised over 200% of its original goal of $100,000. So that's a sign, I think, that it's a sign of a couple things. One, that I think the Republicans have miscalculated. And secondly, it may be a sign that she actually is going to testify, and we will find out by 7 a.m. local time, 10 a.m. Eastern, tomorrow. This is the final Press Watch show for this membership drive, which has just today, Friday, and Saturday remaining to raise some $30,000. I have some news to follow, so if you've already pledged, thank you for your donation and your patience. We will be done soon, and if you've been thinking about calling in, the number is 877-500-5266. If you've been thinking about calling in to pledge your support for this show, this is it. Next 26 minutes or so. So it's time for you to actually do that. An hour ago, I saw the very encouraging sight of our volunteers all on the phones on that big table in the back, answering calls, typing in the information as fast as they could as people called in during Democracy Now! And it's doubly encouraging because you and I both know how important independent media has become, with Facebook hiring wet-behind-the-ears conformists to determine what is news and what is faked, and Google downvoting sites like The Intercept and WSWS.org and Counterpunch. And no doubt KBOO. I have no doubt that such an arbiter would swiftly censor many, if not most, of my efforts to produce the news you're not supposed to know. But I remain committed to the idea that a station like this, like KBOO, should have programs that attempt to go beyond the accepted parameters of news in a corporate and military-dominated society. We are both a radio and a web presence here at KBOO, and we have the opportunity to push back against corporate and state censorship. So please call in now, 877-500-5266. Your call will make the whole room light up as we hear the ring. However much you decide to pledge or renew, the important thing is to call and make the energy happen. You're listening to me because you care about your society. You care enough to try to determine what is really happening, from the Supreme Court confirmation hearings to the waters off Syria. Thank you for caring. Now please consider calling to make this continue to happen for yourself and others. The number is 877-500-5266. I suggest pledging 1 hour's wage per month if you believe in informed citizen participation. We offer a comfortable and stylish hooded zip sweater with bold KABU logo on it for your $25 a month pledge. And the number again is 877-500-5266. So back to the news. I suppose if you turn on the news now, you'll see that some jerk is shooting up the Rite Aid distribution center in Maryland. Never mind that. From The Root, another website that I would have no doubt is downvoted, article by Matt Novak. Facebook's internal policies, he writes, allow users to advocate for white nationalism, but not white supremacy. What's the difference? Facebook seems to believe that's up for debate. But Facebook is reportedly reviewing its policies on white supremacy after an outcry from civil rights groups. As Motherboard reports, leaked documents from inside Facebook show that the company allows content on its platform that's considered to be white nationalism and white separatism. Allowing for white supremacy is banned, but most scholars on the topic believe that white nationalism and separatism are fundamentally the same as white supremacy. There is no distinction between white nationalism and white supremacy. Now, that's a quote from Keegan Hanks, senior research analyst at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Civil rights groups, he writes, like Lawyers Committees for Civil Rights Under Law, wrote Facebook a letter on September 6 explaining that its policy on white nationalism was, quote, misguided, inconsistent, and dangerous, end quote. Now it appears that policy is being reviewed by Facebook, and there's more on this story at theroot.com. In my opinion, the fact that this correction was necessary reveals the fact that Facebook Corporation has neither the specific information nor the gestalt necessary to be an arbiter of news content. You're listening to KBOO. My name is Teresa Mitchell. This show is called Press Watch. I need you to call in and pledge. The number is 877-500-5266. From Radio Havana, Cuba, Dateline Moscow. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization is reportedly beefing up its naval presence in the eastern sector of the Mediterranean Sea amid indications that the United States and its allies would use a staged chemical attack in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib to launch airstrikes on government forces. Russia's Sputnik news agency, citing Western websites monitoring naval activity in the region, reported that military vessels from the standing NATO Maritime Group 2 are inching closer to the Syrian coast. The report added that the flotilla just off Syrian shores include the Dutch frigate De Ruyter, the Canadian Halifax-class frigate Ville de Quebec frigate, that is, as well as the Greek frigate Elie. Informed sources seeking anonymity also said the Los Angeles-class submarine USS Newport News has cruised into the Mediterranean Sea to join a U.S. naval task force there. The submarine is armed with long-range and subsonic Tomahawk cruise missiles. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rubikov has spoken against the U.S. threats to use military force against Syria as part of Washington's blackmail policy. Lebanon-based Arabic-language Al-Mayadeen television news network reported on August 30th that terrorists had kidnapped 20 children over the past few weeks in a bid to use them in an expected chemical false flag stunt. Now, speaking for myself, the reason I'm reporting this propaganda from Radio Havana is in part because the false flag stunts by U.S.-aligned groups have been exposed by no less than Seymour Hersh. We know that the U.S. does this and that it works for motivating U.S. opinion, and there have been indications out for more than a week that another Syrian government chemical false flag stunt is coming up. So I don't know if they actually kidnap kids or not. Again, that is from Radio Havana, Cuba. I have more on that, and I have the corroboration information that made me decide to go with this information. And I'm going to present that in a minute. But right now, I'm joined by Membership Central, and I see Ken's out there and now in here. And the number to call is 877-500-5266. We need to raise $3,000 the next 3 days. I would like to raise $1,000 on this show today. And I think that we can do it. And that means that you need to consider dialing in right now, making the phone ring and firing us up there in the back room.
877-500-5266. I was just completing your sentence for you, Teresa. But thanks very much. I'm here with my partner, Linda, and it is our fall membership drive. We are getting closer to our goal, the drive. Saturday at 3 p.m., I think, is the last day. So there's a sense of urgency right now. Depend on you, our members, to keep us going. And we've been doing that for 50 years, since 1968. Linda, we have this very special offer from Carolyn, very generous member in the Cully neighborhood.
Yeah, this is a great offer. This woman named Carolyn, really generous woman, has called in and said that she will sponsor four new members who come forward from the Cully neighborhood. So what that means is if you live out there in the Cully neighborhood and you know who you are, for those who don't, the Cully neighborhood is a part of Northeast Portland. It runs between 42nd and 60th and maybe Killingsworth to Columbia, somewhere in that general area. And it's one of the last not quite gentrified yet, though I do know there is some new building going in on 42nd right now, a whole slew of new building going in. But the Cully neighborhood is a great neighborhood, and this woman loves, Carolyn loves it, and she wants members there who haven't maybe the dollars to become a member to call in and say, hey, thank you, Carolyn, I'll take a new membership. But, you know, we don't get these new memberships unless you call in and become the Cully neighbor who's doing it. So
right.
There's four of you. We can get four in. And so just call at 877-500-5266. That's the same number from any of you, not whether you live in the Cully neighborhood or, you know, in Vancouver or Hood River or outer Portland, wherever you live, take a moment right now and become a member of KBOO. It's easy to do, and we need your dollars to stay on the air. 877-500-5266 is the number. And we've got Teresa on with Press Watch, one of my favorite programs, and actually I'm pretty sure one of the favorite programs of our listeners here on KBOO. Many of you tune in just for it on Thursday morning. So please take a moment right now and become a member of KBOO. The number to call is 877-500-5266. Many more are doing it online.
And Linda, I did find the information. Again, 3 days left in the drive. We're about $30,000 short of our goal, which is $93,500. 80% of our operating expenses each year come from you, the members, not from big corporations, not big chunks from the federal government. So we really depend on you. This Cully offer is just fantastic. 877-500-5266. Thanks to Carolyn. If you live in the Cully neighborhood, all you have to do is give us a call right now at that number, and Carolyn's basically paying for your membership. You become a member of KBOO, and hopefully you'll sustain that as the years go by. 877-500-5266 is the number. KBOO.F. Teresa.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
so much.
You.
Wow. Matching donation if you're from Cully. That's pretty cool. I would also like to suggest spending just a few minutes on the phone and bumping up your pledge to $25 so you can get one of our hoodies. They'll describe them later. I think by now you might know what it's about, but $25 a month gets you the hoodie. Okay, so back to what I was saying. Radio Havana, Cuba, passing on Russian propaganda, is talking about a naval buildup off Syria, basically. Returning to that, the sources noted that the attack would be carried out in Jisr al-Shughur, emphasizing that toxic materials had recently been transferred to the designated site through a border crossing which links the city to Turkey. So they're talking about another fake chlorine gas attack. And again, the reason I say it's likely to happen and likely to be fake is because, A, it's worked very well for the U.S., B, it doesn't do any good for the opposition, doesn't do any good for Syria, and they have no motivation to do it. The U.S. does, and Cy Hirsch has exposed that the U.S. does do that. The U.S. has warned, they write, that it would respond to a chemical weapons attack by the Syrian government forces with retaliatory strikes, stressing that the attacks would be stronger than those conducted by American, British, and French forces back in April. And again, speaking for myself, these, of course, would not be retaliatory since the original motivation for them would be a false flag attack. They write, on April 14th, the U.S., Britain, and France carried out a string of airstrikes against Syria over a suspected chemical weapons attack against the city of Douma, located about 10 kilometers northeast of the capital, Damascus. Washington and its allies blamed Damascus for the Douma attack, an allegation rejected by the Syrian government. Now, looked into this, and there is, in fact, quite a buildup happening heading for Syria. For example, from station WAVY, sailors aboard the guided missile destroyer USS Mitcher will leave Naval Station Norfolk today on a regularly scheduled deployment. The primary mission is for the Mitcher to help with operations in the Middle East and Europe, and this is a Navy code for they're going off that direction with their guided missiles. The Mitcher is one of the Arleigh Burke class of guided missile destroyers. It's built around the Aegis combat system and their scanned array radar, passive radar. These warships are designed as multi-mission destroyers able to fulfill the strategic land strike role with Tomahawk missiles. They have anti-aircraft warfare with their radar and surface-to-air missiles. They have anti-submarine warfare, anti-submarine rockets. And I wouldn't be surprised if the USS Mitcher also has, you know, the correspondent from CNN there for, you know, when they, so they can have live coverage of the dramatic rocket shooting off the ship, and you can get all excited about it and feel patriotic and the usual bloody ridiculousness. Pro-Russian propaganda site South Front says the Russian armed forces kicked off snap drills in the eastern Mediterranean this week, which will last until September 26. Some experts claim that the drills are a show of force and are warning to Israel, following official statements by top Russian officials that the Israeli actions, which led to the Ilyushin 20 shootdown on September 17th, are acceptable. Advisor to Turkish President Erdogan, Yasin Aktay, openly described the Israeli attack as an attempt to sabotage the Russian-Turkish agreement on the Idlib demilitarized zone. And I mention that because it adds to the situation of destabilization surrounding Syria right now. The USS Harry S. Truman Strike Force, which is a huge array of ships around a gigantic aircraft carrier, is in the 6th Fleet Operations Area now, therefore within range of Syria. The total number of ships in the area is getting pretty large, about 4,500 Marines and sailors with the 13th Marine Expeditionary Unit and the Essex Amphibious Transport Dock. The USS Anchorage and the dock landing ship USS Rushmore are participating in an exercise which kicked off Saturday for a naval amphibious force. So we've got thousands of Marines and their very capable landing craft in gigantic ships. The Essex is an aircraft carrier, is sometimes referred to as a marine carrier, and it has thousands of Marines on it. And I believe this item is related. As of October 3rd, President Trump will be able to send you a cell phone text alert, whether you like it or not. In fact, the system is set to be tested October 3rd. It was originally set to be tested today. They've postponed it. You and I will, on that day, receive a personal message from Donald Trump. Of course, the president would never use the system to promote a false flag stunt and an imperial adventure, would he? He wouldn't even think of how that would boost his ratings prior to the November elections. The alert will run at 11:18 Pacific time, followed by an emergency alert system broadcast for 2 minutes on all subscribing stations, including, I think, this one. You can't block the cell phone alert unless your phone is off or on airplane mode for at least half an hour, because the alarm is set to keep at you until it is delivered. So this is your KBOO non-text alert. War is brewing near Syria. I tell you that in hope of instigating an outbreak of democracy. It would terrify our leaders if you knew about a war in advance and objected to it. The number to call with your pledge, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. The Senate Republicans aren't budging on the Blasey Ford hearing and insist that she must decide by 7 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow whether she will testify before Kavanaugh without an investigation, which is what Anita... without an investigation, or fold her cards and go home. It's pretty obvious they want to shrug off her accusation and any that might be forthcoming and seat the anti-abortion majority once and for all. And I want to talk about rising tide of awareness and social activism in the U.S. But first, I want to check with Membership Central and see how we are doing.
Good.
Hello, Ken, are you there?
Well, I'm here, Linda, and here's
Hi,
Ken.
Linda.
Hey, hi, Teresa. You know,
sorry to surprise you. How's it going back there?
Well, it's been going, but not going enough, this program, and we want to make it all. So I'm going to make it easy for us to make our goal, and then all the rest of you get to just embellish it. Call in at a $25 a month level and get the KBOO hoodie. Oh, I love that hoodie. You know, I was lucky enough to have a friend give me one of them, and I have used it in these winter, especially to go out and walk my dog. And I say winter, but it's beginning to feel like that. I get cold, and these hoodies are great. And for $25 or just $300 a year, but $25 a month out of your checking account or credit card, you can get the KBOO hoodie, which is black and long and soft and warm with a hood. And it has the KBOO logo along the back, and then it has our radio tower on the front chest. It's a great, great thing for this weather, and I encourage you to call us right now at 877-500-5266. Pick up the hoodie and support Press Watch. I know how many of you really love Press Watch because you guys call in a lot to this show and you show your support for Press Watch. We'll show it again because, you know, this is one of our best programmers. I don't know of a programmer who can do a better job of bringing us up to date on all sorts of things that we might not have wanted to some of the time because some of it's scary. But, you know, Teresa's not afraid that it's scary. She knows we can handle it, and she brings us that information every week. You know, for no other reason, and I think that's the best reason, is call in right now and support Press Watch. You can also do it on the web at kboo.fm, but the phone number is 877-500-5266. Call in and get the hoodie.
And not only that, Linda, but if you call in and become a member now, say you get that hoodie for $25 a month, sustaining membership, we could do that with EFT from your checking account, credit card, debit card, your choice. Our volunteers are at the phone. They can walk you through the process. Just give them a call at 877-500-5266. And as I mentioned, if you become a member now, you'll be entered to win a prize today. Today, it's a chance to win a $200 gift certificate to Laughing Planet Cafe, or you can go to kboo.fm to find out all the rules and details. But give us a call. We've got 3 days left in the drive. We depend on your membership. You've got programs like Linda's, which we heard at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, Teresa's, Press Watch every Thursday, 9 o'clock to 9:30. We've got Flashpoints coming up, Air Cascadia, Between the Covers, just marvelous programming. Especially, I just love Thursday mornings on KBOO. But we depend on your dollars. If you're not a member now, you've been listening to KBOO, please give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Thanks so much, Ken. Thanks for coming in unexpectedly. I have a few minutes of commentary, and then just at the bottom of the hour, I would like to try and once more to get a few pledges in. I was talking about the good news that there's a rising tide of awareness and social activism. The bad news is that the reactionaries have built an impressive trifecta to buttress their iron grip on the legislative, judicial, and executive branches of national government. This is the start of U.S. apartheid. Let me lay it out in terms of Trump's power bases. First, he has the enthusiastic support of the evangelicals by delivering on his arbitrary and insincere decision to pack the courts with anti-abortion fanatics. They will forgive him anything, make up any excuse, overlook all of his repulsive criminality, because with his help, they are going to put women back in their place. And you can put that all in capitals, put women back in their place. They are salivating over this. They are so goddamned happy. All their church members will be directed to vote for him early and often. Secondly, he has the support of the billionaire class because he has signed a tax bill giving them trillions, assigned foxes in all the regulatory hen houses, and undercut environmental and labor regulations that reduce their excessive plutonium profits. They love him. They can't believe their good fortune. They will find open and secret ways to pass along mountains of money to his party and their election efforts. And again, they don't care what a monster he is. And this is the hardest part to accept. He has the delighted vote, thirdly, of tens of millions of American racist monsters. Like it or not, this country was built on genociding the indigenous, working Africans and Chinese to death, and extracting half-price labor from immigrants fleeing American imperial mass murder. The legacy is a generation's deep fantasy told and demonstrated to nominally white Americans from their cradles that they deserve to rule and extract profit from brown people while denying it. Their certainty is and always has been impervious to reason, and now they have heard and seen the whistles and flags that tell them that their time has come at last. It doesn't matter a whit that they still live in paycheck to paycheck desperation. It matters that they are allowed to rage and hate and cheer when the cops gun down people of color. They were last seen in this sort of frenzy when George Wallace ran for president in 1968 on hate, and he took more electoral votes than anyone has since Teddy Roosevelt. Hate is very, very strong in the U.S., racist hate. Now they can play the white exclusion and violence game at a level not seen for generations, and they are very happy and will die in combat, really want to risk dying in combat for their great white leader. This is not about logic. It's about a gator stupid feeding frenzy. MAGA, MAGA, magic. All of these constituencies taken together do not make a majority. But with the funding from the billionaire class, Trump can steal election after election and rule from the minority. The corporate unpress will look the other way and treat world-class whistleblowing journalists like Greg Palast as if they were madmen. The Democratic Party isn't going to make a big deal out of Trump's election-stealing techniques either, lest someone point out that they rigged their own primaries and, for example, stole California from Bernie Sanders. So this is going to be a tough, tough fight, but we can't afford not to win. This country is the worst prison state in the world. That's just the numbers. It's one of the worst police states unless you're white and wealthy. And the police are well ensconced in that third plurality I just mentioned, to the point that they are building an effective street alliance now with the alt-Reich. So it's time to get serious in political agitation or else deal with the grotesque reality of a Pinochet-like authoritarianism. All the bricks are in place. Against that, you have KBOO. What do you have? North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could give up his nuclear weapons in the near future, according to SCMP.com, that South China Morning Press. And the ball is now, South China Morning Post, excuse me, and the ball is now in Washington's court. That's according to South Korean President Moon Jae-in, after he returned Thursday from his three-day trip to the north. North Korea has already dismantled its Pyongyang-ri nuclear test sites. Moon told reporters at the Seoul Press Center, quote, "If it dismantles the Tongchang-ri engine test site and launch pad, it can no longer carry out nuclear experiments or missile launches. It means North Korea is dismantling its future nuclear capability." However, Moon made it clear it was up to the U.S. to resume talks to work out how to deal with Pyongyang's nuclear arsenal. Quote, "To achieve complete denuclearization, North Korea must permanently dismantle its nuclear facilities, including its Yongbyon facilities and the existing nuclear warheads and missiles. That is something to be dealt with during the U.S.-North Korea dialogue," end quote, Moon said. And I don't have time to read the whole article. We're running out of time on this show. The point of it is that the North wants a tit-for-tat, and that means removing U.S. nukes from the region bit by bit. And we haven't heard anything similar coming from the Trump administration. I think that they are completely insincere in their negotiations. So things actually look good and are actually getting worse. Okay, so just a couple of minutes left. 120 seconds. Need to raise $1,000 on this show. This is the time to call. Please call right now, 877-500-5266. Ken and Linda are joining me once again. And I'd like to suggest that you get yourself a KBOO hoodie or the Fight the Fascist Power Pack.
That sounds like great gifts to get. The Fight the Power, Fight the Fascist Power Pack is $10 a month, only $120 a year, and it has amazing features in it for you. You know, I want to let you know that we need to get in 10,000 today, 10,000 tomorrow, and 10,000 the next day after that to make our goal. So we really need you to come forward right now. Don't let, you know, membership drive fatigue get you, or don't let facing the world fatigue stop you. Take a moment right now and become a member by calling us at 877-500-5266. You know, KBOO depends on these membership drives to get us our base budget for the fiscal year. It's our longest and largest drive, and we really do count on you, the member, to come forward. And I know you have in large numbers for Press Watch with Teresa Mitchell over and over again. We're asking you to do that again. If you've never become a member, you couldn't pick a better time than to do it right now.
Actually, exactly right now, it's time to call 877-500-5266. As Linda said, that $93,500 amount we have for the fall membership drive, our goal is not arbitrary. It's actually the minimum amount we need to meet our expenses. And we do have expenses here. We run the station somewhat on a shoestring. There's no wasteful dollars. We don't have big lunches here or anything like that.
Or, and I'm sorry
go out
to
for
interrupt.
Martinis.
But that is pretty much it. And Per's ready to come in. He's going to be talking to Peter Phillips of Project Censored, and I can see him through the door. Thanks for pledging. We're going out to you via 90.7 FM on the West Hills and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Folk Music Society 2018-19 concert season. Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore will take the stage in the season opener on Friday, September 21st. For over 30 years, singer Molly O'Brien and guitarist Rich Moore have made it their mission to unlock the secrets of the canon of American roots music. They are geniuses at interpreting the essence of the songs they tackle. Experience them live at the Portland Folk Music Society season opener on Friday, September 21st at Reedwood Friends Church, located at 2901 Southeast Steele Street in Portland. The concert begins at 7:30 with doors opening at 7. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
On his Martin guitar, the poor folk thinks he's gonna be a star.
Well, good morning. This is Per Fogering, and the show is Fight the Empire.